Lines of voters extended dozens of meters at some polling stations in the Venezuelan capital, where people began gathering before dawn. Italian language instructor Andres Canu was one of the first to vote at a school in downtown Caracas. He said the four-hour wait to cast a ballot was normal for his polling station, but he said he was surprised to see a large number of military personnel at the poll. Canu says he would have preferred to see more civilian personnel in charge of the polling station. Voters are deciding on whether to approve a set of 69 constitutional changes proposed by President Chavez and lawmakers in the National Assembly earlier this year. Election officials have split the proposals into two blocks, asking people to vote yes or no on each set of reforms. One set includes proposals that would end term limits on the presidency, create new forms of community-owned property, and lower the voting age to 16. The other includes new rules to fight ethnic, gender, and political discrimination, enhance the government's power in states of emergency, and ease the requirements for impeaching Supreme Court justices. Business operator Miriam Bedoya says she wishes election officials had broken down the voting blocks even further.
Eso era lo ideal. Votar por punto para uno saber lo que le gusta y lo que no le gusta.
Bedoya says it would have been better to vote on each proposal, to choose the ones you agree with and reject those you do not. But she says with two blocks, it is hard to decide. Polling stations are set to close at 6 o'clock in Venezuela, and election officials expect to begin announcing results later in the evening. Brian Wagner, VOA News, Caracas.